Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Well, I hope we're not wasting all of the beautiful days before the kickoff weekend of summer gets here this weekend, but it's going to be yet another beautiful day today. The weather this hour brought to you by Comcast, and it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get to 66 for a high. Right now, it is 58 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business Beyond Fast. Call 800-501-6000 and take your business beyond. For those asking, we will have our annual Memorial Day tribute with the Dropkick Murphys before the weekend arrives. So I have not forgotten about that, and we will do that at the end of the week before the long weekend kicks off.
Did you see the cardigan worn by Kurt Cobain sold over the weekend for $75,000?
Yeah.
No. At auction?
Oh, his famous cardigan.
Yep.
Yeah. There was only one.
There was only one.
He wasn't like Steve Jobs, where he had 100 different cardigans.
Right. Yeah.
and
a closet
just,
full.
No?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
According to the L.A. auction house, it's sold in Manhattan. It's an acrylic and mohair sweater. Of course, Kurt Cobain wore it during a legendary photo shoot in New York in September of 1993. A mystery buyer snagged it on Saturday at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, according to Julian's Auctions. And they said that the photo shoot was for the album In Utero. And it was the last one Kurt Cobain did before his suicide the following year. And evidently the shoot was meant to take place in Central Park. But because Cobain was sick hours before, they relocated the shoot to the basement of the hotel where the band was staying. Instead, he reportedly showed up 3 hours late to the shoot and immediately asked for a bucket due to his nausea.
Huh. Do you think it was appropriate or inappropriate for Courtney Love to reveal that the late Kurt Cobain was well endowed? Better
than some other things she could have revealed,
right.
I suppose.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
You know, if it were the opposite direction, we probably would be like, oh, why are you de-shaming Kurt Cobain?
Right.
But
I mean, I guess as men, we can all only hope for that. Like,
right.
You know, when it comes to our epitaph, on my headstone, I hope it just says he was well endowed.
Right.
He was moderately well endowed. I mean, that would just be a fitting tribute to a life that has been lived.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was probably the one who sold the thing. I mean, it's probably.
Wait,
yeah, sure.
Or,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think she bought it.
Thing.
I don't think she was the buyer, but she's probably offloading whatever she has left.
Oh, yeah.
Of Kurt Cobain's stuff.
Poor Frances
probably.
Bean.
Probably. Well, they don't talk, I don't think, right?
I don't think so. I think they're estranged.
Yeah. Frances Bean is okay, because I believe she's getting the publishing from the music, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. So she's okay.
Yeah.
She's getting a good check.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you only look well endowed because of your tiny little hands.
That's right.
Great point. I had a buddy whose ex-wife had very tiny hands, and he said it was the best thing ever because it always made his piece look huge.
Yeah. They call me Bran the Well Endowed.
No. Who calls you that? Who's they?
That's what they call me.
Who's they?
Did you see that Jason Alexander tweeted a message to the Game of Thrones cast and said that he had been involved in a horrible series finale.
Yeah.
And so he understood their pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
If anybody can understand it, it is anybody who was a member of the cast of Seinfeld.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. So that sweater went for $75,000.
Yes.
Did it smell like Teen Spirit?
Oh, very good, Greg. Very nice.
I actually thought of you the other day, Greg, because I saw a story about an item from Breakfast at Tiffany's that was slated to be auctioned
what?
Off. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Oh, where's no. What did I do? What did I do? I'm sorry.
They were selling something from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
God.
Oh, my Lord. Guy's trying to find out one thing that the two of them had in common, mm-hmm. and it was the great film with Audrey Hepburn?
Correct.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And George Peppard.
Oh, well.
Hey, George Peppard was in a lot of stuff.
He was in a lot of good movies. Yeah. Mm. But the A-Team, it can't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. This texter says that is potentially the worst ear moth you have ever played.
No, he's played worse.
I texted that in.
Well, you don't appreciate a sentimental song about soulmates? I mean, what's wrong with you? Have a little heart.
Maybe, have a lot of heart. I just think that song sucks. That's so bad. It's just the worst. It's
maybe,
like the schlockiest. It's just diarrhea.
Did you ever think that maybe Mrs. Hsu wouldn't be making googly eyes at Benedict Cumberbatch if you had a little romance, a little sentimentality?
Oh, is that what it is? I have to like the deep blue, turdy,
oh,
whatever deep blue they some, are. Oh, deep blue something deep floating blue in my something. Toilet bowl.
let's see. This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Josh?
I'm one of the kids who made the roast beef video.
Oh, really?
Whitfield.
I need to recount what happened. So this morning, Danielle's friend who runs the North Shore Beef's Facebook group, which is about North Shore roast beef sandwiches, mm-hmm. came in to talk about the fact that according to People magazine, the number one best sandwich in Massachusetts is the roast beef sandwich from Nick's Roast Beef up in Beverly.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then he mentioned that you guys had made some sort of a video and then been verbally abused, berated, and violated by the people. What exactly happened? What was the deal with the video?
So people are really biased about their beef. That's really how it works. So we obviously we went out to 10 beef places.
Yeah.
We got the roast beef. We rated them blindly. People don't know that. It was a blind taste test.
Yeah.
And, they were really pissed off about the top three. And who came in second was Nick's and Beverly.
Yeah.
They weren't too happy about it. But
ridiculous. Yeah,
I can't believe
it was
that
funny to see how people, they don't even know where high school is. That's the thing.
Yeah.
2-year-olds on there saying, hey, screw you, buddy, your beef stinks,
oh,
all
yeah.
this.
They're yeah. brutal.
Ridiculous.
No, why aren't you in class right now?
Yeah.
I know. No, I'm not in class.
Yeah, but why?
Well, because it's May.
And it's beautiful.
No, and because it's useless. It's a waste of time. That's why. That's why he's not in class. The kid's going to be a director of a feature film someday.
Right.
All right. Good work by you. All right. I'm glad you.
More to come, by the way. More to come. We will probably be making another one.
All right.
Nice.
Are you interested in having Tom Brady throw a football at your face?
Yes. I'd be down.
Okay. All right. I got to get Bestie. Do you think Bestie would come in during the show and throw a football at the face of a millennial or two? Do you think Bestie would agree to do that since he's all hopped up on this challenge?
I mean, I don't see why not.
I have to ask. I don't ask.
To lean on him a little.
I don't ask Bestie for a lot.
You don't.
I asked Bestie early on in his career to come on and donate to the Walk for Change, and he did. And I believe that the man spoke about how his lovely bride had to approve his haircuts, and then that made national news, and therefore Bestie was like, I'm not doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe Bestie would consent to come in and throw a football at the face of a couple of you millennials during the show. Maybe I could tie it into Best Buddies or something, and maybe millennials can donate to have Bestie throw a football at their face.
Why millennials?
Because they're the ones who like it.
I know, but do we have to restrict it to that? Why don't you do it?
Well, I would.
We can raise some money.
I'm not.
He wears glasses.
News flash. I'm not interested in it. Neither are most people. Hence, why it's an interesting thing, an interesting phenomenon that these individuals would like to have a football thrown at their face. Who wants that? I mean, look what it did to Marsha Brady.
Oh my nose!
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'm calling to make a movie recommendation, but I want to say one thing first.
Yes.
I know a lot of people hate Shia LaBeouf, and I'm going to tell you one thing. Ever since Hot Tub Time Machine and the whole, Shia LaBeouf thing, I can't really watch a movie with him in it.
Yeah.
But I'm making a movie recommendation on Netflix. It's American Honey. Everybody needs to watch that movie.
Really?
That movie is more True Grit than anything I have ever seen.
Really?
It shows so much of what America has turned into.
Huh. All right.
You need to watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I will. Here's a text that says $500 if Bestie throws a football at the face of Scott from Weymouth.
Oh.
We could make a lot of money on that.
Hillman.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Bester.
Besterino.
We could possibly make millions. Millions.
If it was Scott.
Oh, yeah. If everybody that hated Scott gave a dollar, we'd have $1 million.
Probably
maybe more.
Definitely.
Here's a text that says, no, Greg, Bestie will not do that. Well, maybe he will. I don't know. Maybe Bestie would. Hello, Lyle.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing today?
What's up, Lyle?
Hey, I feel your pain with this morning's ride in. It's like that daily a little bit later in the day. And I was just thinking maybe one of the times you guys get the governor in, see if perhaps they might give a tax credit for businesses to let people telecommute.
That's an interesting proposal. I mean, all I ever hear is that more people are working from home than ever before.
Working from home is in quotes. No, like six people do actual work from home when
they're
home.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Maybe nine.
I know people who work from home and they work very hard. Listen, I think you're stuck in your old ways. How do you feel about places? One of the most common things now is unlimited vacation days.
I think that's cool.
And they say that that makes the workplace, believe it or not, more productive. It makes people more productive because they're actually wary of taking too many vacation days.
Right. They self-police.
So you're okay with that, but you're not okay with people working from home?
In theory, I'm fine with it. I know people that work from home, and I know what they're like, I'm working from home today. And then it's like their Snapchat story is them at the mall, them at the beach. Here's me working from home, and then there's a freshly opened beer next to the laptop that has porn on it. What are you doing? Well, I'm working from home today. Can I call you about something real quick? I'm actually at the bounce place. I'm at Sky Zone with my kids right now, but I'm available to take emails all day. Like, working from home for a lot of people is checking email every hour on their cell phone. That's pretty much it.
I mean, people do have the opportunity to get things done, I think, from an errand point of view, when they are working from home.
When they're not working from home.
I don't know.
You're not going to run out and do those errands while you were in the office, right? So you're on the clock, guy. I said clock.
Here's a text that says, I work from home and also work from the Wedgewood Pines Golf Course, where I am a member.
Thank you. Don't check the phone. Still working.
You may be proving Danielle's point.
They have Wi-Fi there, right?
That justification is like the tax deduction business expense when you have lunch with a buddy and you're like, what do you think of blah, blah, blah? Great. We just talked about my business. And then you expense it. Like, I'm at the golf course. I sent one text about work. I'm working from home.
Well, there may be people listening who work from home or manage those who work from home who may disagree with you. So I would be curious.
You people aren't fooling
anybody. I think you have to... let's see. Here's somebody who says, I work from home and I never leave my desk. It's no great thrill.
I'd like to see your Google search history.
By the way, important part of to live and die in L.A. true crime podcast is the Google search and the fact that Google, there's a way in which you can do this yourself if you want, but Google tracks everywhere, every single place that you have ever gone with your phone, every part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also track your whole entire history, online history, whether or not you have cleared your history or not. Google can tell you down to the inch everywhere you have driven or been with your phone, and it's a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
Also, there is a service in Canada. This is for you, crazier than Danielle.
Yes, I'm listening.
There is a service in Canada where you can legally get all the information off of another's cell phone, like where it's pinging and everything like
oh,
that.
Oh, and you people want to move to Canada.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's see here. I work from home. I work more than 60 hours a week. D can S it. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can S the D.
Oh.
See what I did there? I flipped it around on you.
Let's see. Danielle, hello. Your company can easily monitor exactly what you're doing from home. So it doesn't matter where you're working.
You can fake it. Come on.
You think so?
Yes, you can. There are people right now that are chuckling to themselves, listening to us on their Amazon Echo, like, yep, she's spot on and I'm not going to text it. This is, again, the text line is like Yelp right now. It's only the few butthurt people that actually do work that text in. Everyone else keeps their mouth shut because they know I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Working from home is a joke. Here's a 617 text. Mm-hmm. My sister has admitted that she does laundry and all of her other chores while working from home. Complete
sure.
joke.
Right. Well, she's a multitasker. That's on her CV. It's on her LinkedIn profile. I'm a great multitasker.
978 text. I work from home for a large bank, mm-hmm. and we can't leave our desks at home because they monitor us if our messenger is active or not.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Oh.
You can't just keep the laptop next to you in the car with your mobile hotspot and just keep hitting spacebar every once in a while? Come on, people. There's workarounds for everything.
Obscure Simpsons reference. When he was working for the nuclear power plant, but he wanted to go on disability, so he got really fat.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he have one of those dipping bird that dips its beak in the water things?
Oh, yes.
Just kept
yes.
hitting right. enter, yeah. enter, yeah. enter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's... all right. Well, lots of Instagram influencers working from home. That's their office.
The world is my office, which is why I chose to become an influencer. Mm-hmm. And because I really like the freedom of being able to work anywhere and build a passive income. And actually right now, if you order within the next 8 minutes, I'm giving you 75%. This is unheard of. I never do this. Limited time only, 75% off my course about how you can become more productive and I will throw in a free bonus about manifesting and why all that we know about the laws of manifestation are wrong.
Have you seen the story?
I watch too much YouTube.
Have you seen the news story today of the Instagram influencer in Poland who is in big trouble? She's a 17-year-old model.
Oh, of course.
Instagram model.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Facebook model. And she put up a video where she climbs the a historic 200-year-old Polish statue and knocks the nose off it.
With the hammer.
With the hammer.
Oh, my God.
It could even possibly be framed as accidental.
All in the name of content.
Come on.
And so she has she's been dropped by her modeling agency.
Good.
The bank that was sponsoring her.
Oh.
First of all, a bank is sponsoring a 17-year-old Instagram influencer. Where have I gone wrong? Anyway, we have some audio from the actual video.
Zrób to, tak.
The 200-year-old statue.
Seriously.
I have
a little respect.
What has gone wrong? There's so many things.
Yeah.
In the name of likes or follows,
yeah.
The woman is smashing a 200-year-old statue.
It's idiotic. It's like that threw the chair over the balcony.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Onto the highway.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Now we're going to, is that going to become like a viral challenge?
Yeah, it's
now? Destroying historic relics?
It's the statue smash challenge, y'all.
Oh, God. please.
Oh, we need an intervention from some kind of otherly otherly beings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Coming up after the Hillman Morning Show. Arms wide open. Mistress Carrie goes commercial.
Wake up.
Put a little makeup. Free. For over an hour. The Workday Blitz on WAAF.
Well, just about a year ago, I reached out to East Coast Metal Roofing, and I told them that I was finally giving in and replacing my roof on the shack up in Ocean Park, Maine. And one of the reasons I chose East Coast Metal Roofing is because they are an Energy Star partner, and their aluminum shingles reflect radiant heat. That reduces my energy bills. Some on this show may call me cheap.
cheap.
I call it being a responsible homeowner. Who among us doesn't want to lower their energy bills? With the Beat the Heat summer program from East Coast Metal Roofing, you're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof right now. They give you 100% financing. Their roofs are manufactured right here in the USA, and they can be installed on any style home. The key part here is that they give you a lifetime warranty. This is the last roof you will ever have to put on your home or on your business. So if you live in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, even some parts of Maine, give them a call today at 844-611-ECMR. That's 844-611-ECMR, or you can go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer, will join us at 7:20. We'll talk a little bit about the surging Boston Red Sox. And Mr. Baseball is very excited about Tim Wakefield coming on the show
yes,
tomorrow.
Love Tim Wakefield.
Also tomorrow, Ask an Attorney at 8:30 with Larry the Lawyer, answering all of your legal questions for free. Any and all questions. We've had some amazing questions. We've proven in the past that there is no legal question that is out of bounds when it comes to Larry the Lawyer. And certainly, we will discuss the issue that we discussed early this morning with regard to Mr. Kraft and to the appearance, anyway, that the prosecutors in Florida may be waving the white flag and giving up on this prosecution because the video evidence is not going to be in play. Well, maybe I shouldn't say in play. You know, no. there are just no words that you can use when talking about this news story that don't sound inappropriate.
Right. They're really jerking you around on
that's
it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
what?
We will we'll discuss that with Larry the Lawyer coming up at 8:30 tomorrow. And then Thursday, I will be giving away a pair of tickets for the Stanley Cup Finals and the Game 1, which is at the Garden on Monday. Here's a very unfriendly person who apparently listens to the show every day, but then texts the same thing to me every day. And the texter says, "Will you be paying for your tickets to the finals, you tool?"
No.
Well, I mean, listen, if I have to, I will. I would hope that I don't, but I mean,
what's
I don't
that
know.
Like? That must
I,
be nice.
I don't know. I mean, if I were to get invited to the finals, I would offer, let's say Dooley invites me to the Stanley Cup Finals. I would probably say, John, would you like me to pay for the ticket? I'd be happy to do
that.
And
nonsense.
Maybe he would accept, or maybe I would say,
what do we just meet you?
Maybe I would say, let's meet beforehand and grab ourselves some apps and some drinks, and then I would pay for that.
Also,
I mean,
not
I don't,
happening.
I don't know why my to the 774 texter, how in which I manage my attendance at a Bruins game in the regular season or otherwise and how I pay for it. I don't know why that's any of your business. Of your business, if I could say that in
if,
that way.
If you have an extra sweet spot at one of these Stanley Cup final
you'd
matchups,
like to go?
Can I come?
No,
you
cannot.
Why?
I'm not going to waste that on you.
Excuse
it's going
to
be for real fans.
That's hilarious coming from you, guy.
Really? Was your grandfather a season ticket holder?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Did you go to any games before you started on this show? No.
Yes, before this show. January 12th, 2004, Cam Neely's number being retired was the first Bruins game I attended.
Did you take your father to the retirement ceremony of one Phil Esposito?
No, my dad died 20 years ago.
Oh, jeez. Mine's passed away, too. A nice try.
Wow. I am going over to North Shore Beefs to hang out with North Shore Beefs because this is just, oof.
All right, let's see. Here's a texter, 857 texter, who says we're inquiring because you're a one percenter and you still get crap for free.
Well, that's how he's a one percenter. Rich people don't pay for anything. Right. That's why they have money. Don't you get that? There's like an exponential wealth increase when it comes to hard work, and then all of a sudden you hit that threshold, that breaking point, when you just kind of level off and everything becomes pure profit because you don't have to pay for anything anymore because you hang out with other rich people.
That's a misperception.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
A misperception.
Get out.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Greg Hill, just a real quick question. Did Cam Neely call you up yet to be the flag waver for game one of the Stanley Cup yet?
No, I have not been asked to be banner captain, but as you know, I am always ready and available. I did indeed ask the governor yesterday when he was leaving if he would like to be the banner captain.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he doesn't feel that that he is appropriate for that, but I think he should be there with whomever is going to be the banner captain on Monday night. Now, I feel like they may have utilized Beor a little too soon. They used Beor. Can you repeat with a banner captain, or does that look like looks like you're desperate?
It looks like maybe you didn't have enough faith if you used him too early.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that you can go back to the... I don't think you can do it.
I mean,
go back to the flag well or whatever well.
Listen, certainly if you are... if you are playing St. Louis, which is my prediction, then it makes absolute sense to have the banner captain be number four.
It should be every home game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Here's a text that says, people are so jealous. It's hilarious. Well, listen, people are, you know how people are. People,
he's not taking you to the game
people,
either, Texter.
People
pull your head out of his people, ass.
Here's somebody who says, I'm 38. I don't know how many more birthdays I am going to have. Can you take me to the game on Monday? Yes. maybe. Here's a text suggesting that Renee Rancourt needs to be the banner captain.
That would be
cool.
I gotta say something though. The guy who does the anthem now, the bartender at the Garden,
Tony, is that his name?
He's made me forget about
Todd.
Renee.
Todd. Yeah,
has made me forget about Renee. He's
tremendous.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
And I don't know how. Like, I need to. We gotta get him on. Can we get him on before the end of the week? I don't know how that happened. Like, was he just loading kegs in the TD Garden, and all of a sudden he was singing and somebody heard him and said, wait a minute, you have got to go out and sing the anthem. I mean, maybe they should bring Renee back and the two of them should do the anthem together on Monday night.
Oof.
How cool would that be? But I don't know. Let's see. Here's a text that says, why don't you give your freebies to a real fan? Bud, get off that. Get off that nonsense.
You don't deserve those tickets that your friend is giving you.
I'm going to go to the game with Duels, and the rest of you can
watch me leave early.
You can chug. You can chug. You said we were talking about the Instagram influencer before the break who smashed the nose off of a 200-year-old statue in Poland and is in trouble. You said there was some other individual in the news along those same lines that you wanted to talk about?
Yes. The star of Crazy Rich Asians, Constant Wu, who is one of those actresses that is reported to be extremely difficult to work with.
I didn't see that movie.
I read the book.
Was it good? Yeah. It's a comedy, right?
Well, yeah, it's like a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So she reportedly rented a multi-million-dollar Manhattan penthouse and effectively ruined it by letting her rabbit roam free and pee and poop all over the apartment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Not even a little bit. She rented a $6.5 million apartment in Chelsea for a few months while she was filming Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. The penthouse's owner was appalled when she moved in and brought her pet bunny, Lita Rose, without permission and allowed the bunny to roam freely. It's a three-bedroom penthouse condo, whatever, with a sprawling private terrace.
How much is it worth?
$6.5
million. Well, it better have three bedrooms for $6.5
million. Now, the
just the three.
Is there an island in the kitchen?
There are a couple of islands. In fact, I think there are two kitchens.
What about a wet bar?
There's a couple
wet
bars.
Is there a wet bar in the great room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there was a housekeeper that was hired to come in once a week to clean the place. And she reported back to the owner of the penthouse that it was constantly animal feces and whatnot that she was cleaning up. Constance Wu was reportedly warned to keep her bunny in a very luxe hutch, but she ignored the warnings. The owner finally had to call her management team and threatened to throw her out. A source told the New York Post Page Six that her bunny completely destroyed the place. The actress had done nothing to clean it up. The animal went all over the entranceway, the living room, the kitchen, and the bedroom, and reportedly the place totally, quote unquote, stank.
Doesn't she have some kind of a Louis Vuitton animal carrier that she could keep her pet bunny in?
With an island.
Yeah.
Are bunnies really popular now with the Instagram influencers and the actresses as far as pets go? Is that a big...
Yeah.
I mean, for a while it was...
Purse dogs.
It was purse dogs is going way back, but then it was the teapot pigs.
Yeah, which don't stay that small.
And then, like, these people get these pets and then they get sick of taking care of them, clearly, and then they ship them off to wherever they ship them off to.
Well, people get a bunny for their kid for Easter because they're sick of hearing their kid bitch about it, and they don't realize a bunny is like a 10 to 12-year commitment, and then after 6 months, they like throw a domesticated rabbit outside because they're like, it'll be fine, it eats greens. Mm-hmm. And then some rehabber will get a call like, I think this is someone's pet bunny in my backyard.
I always wanted one of those midget giraffes. You can when it's an animal. I always wanted one of those.
Really?
I thought those were a pretty cool thing to have. All right. I'm going to give away some WWE tickets for SmackDown Live at the DCU Center on Tuesday, July 16th. If you are the seventh caller right now, at 617-764-9223. So, seventh caller, 617-764-9223. You get to see the New Day's Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens in a WWE Championship match. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. A woo! And much more.
Yeah.
And tickets are available now at the DCU Center box office, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com.
Did you know that Jada Pinkett Smith used to have a porn addiction?
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What, did she just admit this?
She did. She announced it on her Facebook Watch show, Red Table Talk. And she talked in yesterday's episode about her relationship to porn.
Huh.
If I was still on my porn game, I'd be able to show you some good porn, because back in the day, I had a little porn addiction, but I wasn't in a relationship when I had a porn addiction, believe it or not. Thank goodness.
Oh, she has to make it clear that she wasn't in a... Because Will Smith...
Oh, Will wouldn't put up with that.
He can satisfy any woman.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, that's good to know.
I guess that's a big thing. I guess women don't normally admit that kind of thing.
Because there's a stigma attached to it.
There is?
Yeah. You're a whore. You're a whore if you enjoy sex. You're a whore if you like porn. If you're a woman that is fine with her sexual freedom and enjoys experimenting or trying things or doing whatever, you're automatically labeled as loose, where a guy is a hero and a stud, right?
But you're labeled that by other women, not by men.
No, dudes
not
do
by
it too.
No, they don't.
Yes, they most certainly do.
She likes porn, so she's filthy.
Right.
Really?
They'll have sex with you, but they won't marry you. They'll have sex with you and then shame you. They'll be like, oh, yeah, best lay I ever had. She was a whore, though. She liked porn.
So you're saying that you know guys... Mm-hmm. Who would be bothered by a woman that has a porn addiction?
They wouldn't be bothered by it. Like, they'd embrace it, but they'd still call her a slut.
Really?
It's like a double standard thing, yeah. They would they'd be like, yeah, I'll do her, but she's gross. You know? Like, guys want you to let them do everything under the sun, and then when you do, they're like, oh, do you know what? She let me do this, she let me do that. It's like, yeah, because it felt good and it was enjoyable, but you must be, you know.
Right.
Tramp.
You must have done it a million
Disgusting.
Times.
Disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's weird. I always think it's weird when women are texting in about how they feel like porn is cheating.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. I understand if your partner, male or female, is engaging in porn watching to the point where it's destroying your sexual intimacy, that's an issue. That's like an addiction problem. But I don't, if you have your relationship and the other person's just using it as part of their routine, I don't see the problem. Live cam shows, then you get into a little bit more complicated discussions. But if it's just, you know, the standard, you have your favorite top three or four on Pornhub or RedTube or whatever you're watching, you know, especially those faux amateurs. Then who cares?
It's part of my routine, honey.
Right.
I get up, I brush my teeth, watch
my
a little
face,
porn.
I get that done.
Have a smoothie.
Here's a text that says, that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard, Danielle.
What?
That
guys judge women for that stuff? Yeah, happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true.
It happens all the time.
Well, I'm assuming that women judge men for it, too. So I don't know. What would be the difference, I guess?
You guys come out on top still. It's the old stud whore stigma. If you guys do that stuff, it's like high five, bro. Good for you. Yeah, you nailed another chick. Oh, you got her to do that. But the chick that does it is the hoe. So it's a double standard.
Right.
It's there. It's undeniable. Mm-hmm. It exists.
Did you see that the yoga pants craze has led to a massive increase in liposuction procedures?
Oh, I believe it. 100%.
Did you see that story today?
I did. Instead of using the yoga to actually, you know, work out and get fit, pants, the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons said that lipo in the UK went up 12% from 2017 to last year. Here in the US, it went up 5%. And one expert says, and I quote, "The rise comes at a time where a fashion trend for women is athleisure clothing, showing what kind of physique you have rather than covering up. So women need to fall in line with that, and they're going to their plastic surgeons to get lipo so they can look better in their yoga pants and not deal with the cottage cheese effect."
I'm going to make it fit.
Right. It's supposed to be about the actual yoga class.
Right. Their workout clothes.
Right.
You're supposed to kind of earn it, I guess.
All right. It's 9:54, and we got to make our way out of here and make room for the WAAF Workday Blitz. That is coming up next, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. And if you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, everything but my road rage rant. That's been lost, apparently. We had that, but...
That's a whole separate podcast.
That's not available. But if you missed...
That's featured.
We're unable to find that anymore. But if you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at WAAF.com anytime, or you can get it from the radio.com app. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6, and we'll be joined during the show by Tim Wakefield at 7:20 to talk a little baseball, and joined at 8:30 by Larry the Lawyer. Shu, you're not going to play it again. You already had a rare content replay on it.
Come on, right before we... Do come on. It.
He already had a rear content replay on the road rage.
Come on.
All right. Workday Blitz is next. Thank you for listening.
Caller, how is the traffic doing on the Pike right now?
It's a complete cluster F, and I've never, at quarter, whatever time I got on the Pike, it's at a standstill. I'm in freaking Newton. I mean, where are these people going? It's freaking 6 o'clock in the morning.
They're going to work.
Well, I know, but why? Like, honestly, like, I mean, we live in, how did it get to be like this? I don't understand. I'm literally going 4 miles an hour on the Mass Pike at 6 in the morning. I mean, I don't know what the reasonable expectation is. What would you guess the time to get from Newton, Massachusetts to Brighton, Massachusetts is? 45 minutes? Like, maybe I'll be there by 7?
Easy. Easily.
This texter is saying Greg is literally phoning it in today.
Phoning it in. Oh, this is beautiful. Now there's a guy broken down in the middle of the freaking...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep. Rustic fire protection. Broken down in the middle, and nobody... Not a single person will let me move over in the left lane.
That's a rando day.
Frank, are you freaking kidding me? That guy broke down in the middle of the Pike by the Chestnut Street Bridge. He's broken down in the middle lane of the Pike. Hey, is that Burger King delivery service up and running yet? Or please, if you work for Rustic Fire Protection, please help the elderly man out who's broken down in the middle of the highway, of the super highway, one of America's super highways. All right, I'll be there shortly.
Okay, Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.